Welcome to the Caribbean Taste Podcast. I'm your host, Marcel, and this week we are continuing to look at some of the benefits of cooking. We've been experiencing a pandemic for several months now, and so we are going through so many things in different settings, whether it's a loss of job or, you know, losing a loved one, whatever it may be, or just loneliness because of isolation. Whatever it may be, we come to you again suggesting that cooking can help you with, you know, dealing with your everyday stressors. And so we are just pointing out some of the benefits of cooking with your family or cooking alone. Remember, you can always use technology with videos to cook with other family members if you are far away. So do not dismay. You must keep hope, and that is extremely important. And so we are going to stay in the present. We are going to stay in the now and deal with the now. And so today we're going to encourage you to get into the kitchen and start cooking. And here's one of the benefits of cooking. It's your physical benefits of cooking. Yes, it's an exercise, but it's not the same thing as working out in the gym or taking a brisk walk in the mornings or in the afternoons. It's different, but notwithstanding that, you still have to move around inside the kitchen. It has even been shown to decrease the risk of disability, loss of independence, and malnutrition among elderly adults, since it requires multiple physical and mental skills to be utilized simultaneously. Another wonderful benefit of cooking is cooking together as a family or as a couple. You might normally think of meal planning, cooking, and cleaning up the mess as a hassle, but research suggests that exploring recipes together with your family or partner, planning and then cooking the meals as a team, can actually be a fun way to gather, bond, and enjoy time together. Here is another benefit. You get to save money. If you typically rely on takeout and convenience foods, cooking more meals at home is a great way to eat healthy on a budget and start saving money. Cooking with seasonal or local produce is another money-saving solution, since not all the ingredients fresh and taste great, but they may be cheaper too. And it's important that we start finding creative ways of cooking and not just what we have become used to. And so saving money when persons are losing jobs or when there is that sense of uncertainty that comes with the pandemic and the economic fallouts from that, what you want to do is to see how best you can always be putting something down. You know, in some places we say for a rainy day. And so you want to have something available for savings. What is also important is to eat your eating better. And so many studies have said to us and shown us that when people cook for themselves at home, they tend to consume less calories overall and eat better quality foods. This is a great time to tell you about our products at La Caribbean Taste. We have absolutely wonderful products, products without salt, products that are great for persons with different dietary needs, such as our marinades, because they have no sugar or no salts added. And they're all natural. All our products are all natural and great tasting. I thought I'd share that with you as well. So you're eating healthier, but you're not just eating healthier, you're also eating tastier foods as well. And you know what's going into your foods. What is also important is that your overall cognitive mental health, cooking supports this. So this is another very great benefit. Studies have shown that when adults focus on eating simple, anti-inflammatory foods like greens, berries, nuts, seeds, and fish, they tend to experience benefits related to the general well-being, including reduced oxidative stress, free radical damage, that is, it lowers inflammation in your body, It protects against dementia, cognitive decline, and Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, weight gain, and metabolic syndrome. It also helps with improving your blood sugar, lowering risk for obesity, and improve mobility and quality of life. I think at the end of the day, it is extremely important for us to look at all the benefits of eating in a mindful way. And as we speak of mindful way, it doesn't hurt to remind persons that there are things, there are food items that can benefit your mind, such as your vegetables, your leafy green vegetables, whether it's your spinach or your kale, also your fresh vegetables, your broccoli and your Brussels sprouts and peppers and so on, tomatoes, fresh fruit, your blueberries, your berries, any berries that are in season, even if they're frozen, your nuts and seeds are beneficial, such as almonds, walnuts, beans and legumes are also important, chickpeas, black beans, and by the way, you can curry your chickpeas as well. And your lentils. Oh, we have great spicy curry. Oh my goodness, yes. And so your whole grains as well, your oatmeal, your quinoa, your brown rice, fish, particularly wild caught fish. And so these add your fish such as your halibut, your trout, your tuna, your mackerel, your sardines, your salmon. These are great sources for omega-3 fatty acids. Your lean meats like poultry, oh, these are really great. Don't have them fried. It is best to do them in other forms, whether it's oven baked, but not fried. Olive oil is also another great way to add to your salads. And of course, you can add olive oil with or hot sauce or mango hot sauce, as I said before, all natural products, and they're really, really tasty. It is extremely important that you take care of yourself. It is extremely important that as we all go through these very difficult times, that we see the hope, we see the possibilities, but also as we live in the here and now, as we live in the present, as we stay in the present, what is extremely important is that you're taking care of your mind and you're taking care of your body. See cooking as the tastier meditation. That's how I see it. So if you're cooking, you're spending time in the kitchen and you're connecting with yourself, but you're also connecting with others, whether it's your families that are physically there or your family members or friends that are on using technology. As usual, we thank you for joining us. You may visit our website at www.lacaribbeantaste. Check out our blogs, our recipes. We have meal ideas on our website. You can check out our shop as well. And we really hope that you continue to be inspired by taste. I'm your host, Marcel.